If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. Now, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, if I just would it. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way. Someone said this to me before. Matthew, you're so full of yourself. And I, without thinking, I was like, well, who else am I supposed to be full of?
That's a good line.
And I stopped after. I was like, that's exactly what I meant. And I went and wrote that down. I wish more people were more full of themselves. I think we should take some time to be able to look in the mirror and own that thing that we pulled off and go, good job. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. At the same time, be able to, as we do more often, look in the mirror when we fail and go, bogey, you did not pull that off.
Give others and yourself more credit.
Happiness, you can't guarantee it, but there is a science to satisfaction. There, you can look at habits that engineered less pain in your life, maybe more pleasure, but at least less pain. And that's a win.
So much easier to be supportive and gentle of other people than of ourselves. You know, you will happily bestow this sort of gentle, reassuring pat on the shoulder when somebody succeeds or falls short when they tried their best. Yet, given the fact that you tried your best, you give yourself a kick on the way out of the door and a harsh word to follow you.
Yep, because I got myself in the pickle. Because things didn't go how I wanted it to go or how I believed it could go. Life's the ironic tragedy. Life is pain. I'm the reason that I stepped in, which is also an asset. Even if someone go, why are you giving yourself so much credit for screwing that up?
We're going to make mistakes. You got to own them. Then you got to make amends. And then you got to move on. Guilt and regret kills many a man before their time. So turn the page, get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life.
There are habits that I notice of things I take care of in my life, health-wise, faith-wise, father-wise, husband-wise. If I'm doing that consistently, there's less valleys.
The ironic tragedy is that life has to be lived forward, but only makes sense in reverse.
But when you look back, we can all connect every single dot. It's mathematical, scientific, how we got to this table right here. It's all connected if we go back and look at it. And there's a whole lot of, I thought that was the end. Well, it was the end, but it was the beginning of this thing. What you're leaning into is that mystery going forward, right? That ironic tragedy that you have something to push off the, well, I don't know what I do want, but I do know I don't want that. You have leverage.
Yes.
You know, it's there. You know, we always say, well, who are you? You know, once you figure out who you are. And we ask, I try to ask my kids that now. Well, I want you to know who you are. And a part of that who's helped me is Bob Dylan's lines. Like, I don't know what all this talks about who we are, man. We are all just what we create ourselves to be. And that gives me a little, oh, that's relaxing. But it's so much easier to figure out who you're not. And if you start eliminating the who I'm not, by sheer mathematics, you end up
moving toward
who more of what feeds you and who you are. And it's a hell of a lot easier thing to go, how can I get rid of some bullshit in my life, than it is to go, well, how do I go to my true self?
Do I want to press the accelerator more quickly, or do I want to take my foot off the fucking brake?
sometimes the hard work and the endurance and the elbow grease, the work harder we were talking about, that hustle is not the way out. Sometimes it's, I need to back up, laugh, have a sip of my favorite whatever, and dance my way through the raindrops out of this sun. And even looking at the things that are bad and going, oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I think one of the themes of your worldview that I've become familiar with is alchemizing bad times into good ones. A reminder that things that seem bad can end up being good. How can people, or how do you have more of that perspective during a hard time?
I probably start off intellectualizing something that I know I probably should believe in, but don't believe in it, and convince myself, even to an extent to trick myself, that, you know, to sit here and go, well, you just tell yourself, this too shall pass. Okay, great. Well, what the hell's that mean? Even if it's true, in the moment, you're like, what are you f-ing talking about, man? I'm in the debit section. I'm in a warning section. This sucks. I think that how much I'm conscious of it or not, my undeniable optimism and faith that this isn't all it is. And if it is, oh, so what? That's okay. Well, then really, so what? You know what I mean? What's the big deal? It minimizes. I seem to have a tendency not to make a bigger deal out of things that other people make a bigger deal. Dramas. I don't like to create false drama. When it comes and it's hard, I am affected. I get the blues. I get sad. I get mad. I'm a shit to be around. I can't get to sleep. I got demons in my own head trying to work the riddle out. Why did this happen? That's the other thing that's tough for me, is I think that any bad thing that happens to me, my initial reaction is, what'd you do wrong to lead to this?
Heard a quote recently that said, every man knows reflection and introspection when he's at his lowest. Bad times, you can't do anything other than wallow in retrospective assessment.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things I've learned from you is, when things are going well, given that that's presumably what you want to have more of, maybe worth deconstructing that.
Yes. Can I try and bottle some science here to why things are going well? And I did find consistencies. You were appreciating more. You were pointing out beautiful things and not taking them for granted. And so I found a list of things. I'm like, and when I get off track, I try to remind myself, you've been slacking on some of those. I've definitely found consistencies, and I think we all have them if we just notate them along the way, that they're not by accident. Let's cheers. Let's have a cheers on the way for all the things that are work for when we have going right. Also knowing that it's not forever, that we will have a mountain to climb here shortly. What's my best advice I need to give myself right now is listen to my own damn advice.
Well, we used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars.
I want to skip the flattery and the attaboys, because I do know this. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, with whatever that prospect is in front of us, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing them.
It's like we've forgotten who we are now. Explorers, pioneers, not caretakers.
Now, why do you pursue things that scare you? Why seek the role that's hard?
Because it cost me something. Because it cost. It comes with a price. It's not really a risk unless you can lose the fight. I feel more alive in them. I have an experience in the making of them. I'm nervous every day I come to work.
There are things you can get away with in this world. There are things you can't.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it, get on it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
I feel like when I nail a day and I knock it and I know I did, I feel like, yes. I have a measure at the end of the day, like you set out to do something, you prepared for it, you had intention, and you did it. That gives me gratification. That makes me feel, gives me significance. That gives me confidence.
So be brave, have courage, and when you do, you get stronger. Get more aware, you get more respectful of yourself and that which you fear.
I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced. And on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart.
What, because heading out there is what I feel like I was born to do? And it excites me.
Just because you can? Nah, come on. It's not a good enough reason to do something. Even when it means having more. Right, be discerning. Choose it because you want it. Do it because you want to. It's on you. It's on you.
We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. We just do. We broke a proverbial sweat on it, whether it was mental or physical or whatever. We built it. We understand. We felt how we got it, how we achieved it, how we got what we wanted. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they were written in our lineage, and they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life. And I've got friends, and trust me, I've done it myself, you know, that lose a job and then get another, but won't take it because it's less salary than maybe the one they had before. And all of a sudden find themselves 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, a decade later going, they're still stuck. They didn't do anything. They're still saying like, no, I'm going to find that thing. And I'm going like, you missed a decade, man. Just go do that one that you love to do that maybe was going to pay you less because you'd at least been building something through the day. And who knows what that would have led to? Maybe that would have led to something where you're getting paid 5 times more than you were doing something else you love even more. So sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in.
So while we're here and they're going to run across the Jumbotron, let's make it a place where we break a sweat, where we believe, where we enjoy the process of succeeding in the places and ways that we are fashioned to, where we don't have to look over our shoulder because we're too busy doing what we're good at, voluntarily keeping our own counsel because we want to, traveling towards immortal finish lines. We write our own book, overcoming our fears. We make friends with ourselves. And that is the place that I'm talking about.
From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, we cannot lose.
So turn the page. Get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life. Knowing who we are is hard. It's hard. So give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're going to find yourself where you need to be.
And the Oscar goes to Matthew McConaughey.
I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later. This person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right. And to that I say just keep living, huh? Thank you.
Nobody has ever choked. I have. You know what I'm talking about, fumbling at the goal line. Stuck your foot in your mouth once you got to the microphone, had a brain freeze on the exam that you were totally prepared for. Forgot the punchline to a joke in front of 4,000 graduating students at the University of Houston commencement. Or maybe you've had that feeling of, oh my God, life just cannot get any better than this moment. And ask yourself, do I deserve this? Now, what happens when we get that feeling? Tense up. We have this sort of outer body experience where we are literally seeing ourselves in the third person. And we realize that the moment just got bigger than us. You ever felt that way? I have. And it's because we have created a fictitious ceiling, a roof, to our expectations of ourselves. A limit where we think it's all too good to be true. But it's not. And it's not our right to say or believe it is. We shouldn't create these restrictions on ourselves. A blue ribbon, a statue, a score, a great idea, the love of our life, a euphoric bliss. Who are we to think that we don't deserve or haven't earned these gifts when we get them? It's not our right. But if we stay in process, all right, within ourselves, in the joy of the doing, we will never choke at the finish line. Why? Because we aren't thinking of the finish line. Because we're not looking at the clock. We're not watching ourselves on the Jumbotron performing the very act that we're in the middle of. No, we're in process. The approach is the destination, and we are never finished. Bo Jackson, what did he do? He used to run over the goal line, through the end zone, and up the tunnel. The greatest snipers and marksmen in the world, they don't aim at the target. They aim on the other side of the target. We do our best when our destinations are beyond the measurement, when our reach continually exceeds our grasp, and when we have immortal finish lines. And when we do this, the race is never over. The journey has no port. The adventure never ends because we are always on the way. So do this. Do this and let somebody else come up and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you scored. Let them run up and tap you on the shoulder and say, man, you won. Let them come tell you, you can go home now. Let them say, I love you too. Let them say, thank you. Take the lid off the man-made roofs that we put above ourselves and always play like an underdog. Here we go.
Responsibility of freedom and the freedom in responsibility. Life's more than just straight Saturdays with as much cake as you want to eat. It just is. You will see how long you last doing that, if you really do it. You won't last that long. Responsibility is appreciation of a past. It's building of a lineage. It's investing in ourselves. It's investing in something we started to build yesterday that we want to take into tomorrow. There's a response that gives us freedom. So to actually have true freedom, we have to be more responsible for certain things, for ourselves, who we are. Constantly investigating and interrogating our better selves to say, I'm going to be a little bit better at this tomorrow. Knowing that we never land. We never, there's no ta-da moment. And that is one thing I think we all got to watch because we all are so result-oriented. But there's no ta-da moment. We're always chasing yet. And if we can get comfortable and understand and laugh at and be ready to work hard at the fact that we're all just achieving our way to the unachievable, and that's as good as it gets, and that's pretty damn awesome.
Thank you. Good luck. You just keep living.